This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. If you need help with post-judgment, child support adjustment, family law, divorce, full service covers all that. Full service covers whatever legal need you may have. When you are in need of legal assistance in the greater Tampa Bay area, call for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, and they are once again part of the upcoming 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship, our fifth annual major championship that will be hosted by the club at Eagle Brook on Saturday, May 14th, before the Todd Wright Tour takes its summer break. And then we are back in the fall to play in the Todd Wright Tour Championship, just $75 per player. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Bill Curry Ford, also supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. It is now almost 6 months ago. Time flies when you have no problems with a vehicle. 6 months ago that I went through the trade-in, car purchasing experience. None of us really want to do it. Some say it's always exciting to get a new vehicle. The older you get, the less exciting you get about it. Well, I traded in a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 plus miles on it for a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 plus miles on it with Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. The whole process was faster than it took Sprint to convert me from T-Mobile, and I have been very happy with my new vehicle. I now have more space for my golf signage, my golf clubs, my prizes at my golf tournaments, etc. And the benefits of just dropping down 60,000 miles on a vehicle in terms of overall maintenance and how the vehicle runs overall. Ask for Sean Sullivan. Ask for Sean Sullivan. He has his own podcasting, JoeBucksFan.com. Tell him you are a listener of mine. He will talk some football with you, and then he will ask, what can I do for you? Whether it is a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle that can be a Ford or another make and model, on Sean's lot at Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. My email for podcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. Also, social media, all my pictures from the Masters, etc., are at ToddWright2121 on Instagram, or you can ask me to be your friend on Facebook. I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Some of you know that it's been a decade since I retired from doing full-time sports talk radio work. No, I don't miss it. But I do say yes to some media requests to do things. For example, my friends at the Vegas Stats and Information Network, VSIN, often with Gil Alexander, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening on the primetime action show out of Las Vegas, often with 102.5 The Bone, the number one talk radio station in Tampa Bay and the only one I listen to. And Spectrum, whether that is News 13 in Orlando, or more often it is what is known as Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay. I always enjoy working with my longtime friend, Dave Wirth, Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer, playing in the Todd Wright Tour Championship. It's been a while. Dave's had some conflicts. Great to have Dave back. So Dave and I do TV together. Various dates throughout last month, this month, and hopefully going forward, we get to work together a little bit more. And one segment that we already taped that'll air on Wednesday night on Bay News 9 on the Spectrum Sports 360 show talks about where the Lightning are at, what can be deduced from their soon-to-be-concluded regular season. They have clinched a playoff spot, and what does it mean looking ahead? And for a couple weeks now, I've been the one reminding Dave and viewers that there are two different types of hockey in the NHL. There's regular season hockey, And then there's postseason hockey. And regular season hockey is decidedly different than postseason hockey. Regular season hockey is not best of seven against the same team, win or advance. Regular season hockey is much more open, conducive to high scoring games, less physical, less pressure. So many differences. Those of you who know the sport know what I'm talking about. Regular season success often doesn't translate to postseason success. You must build a team to win in the postseason, to contend for a Stanley Cup. There have been many, many examples of teams that have regular season success that do not seriously contend for a Stanley Cup. So be careful looking at what is going on in the regular season and applying it against the Tampa Bay Lightning in terms of what it means for the postseason. Maybe the Lightning aren't the team to beat right now to win the Stanley Cup, but here's the path. We are back to the traditional 82-game schedule where in the first two rounds of the postseason, you play within your division to win basically that division, and then you're in the conference finals. You're in the Final Four. So when I was asked on TV for a segment airing Wednesday night, are the Lightning still the team to beat? Well, hell yeah, in the division they are. There isn't an argument you can make against that, especially in terms of them winning their division, and I mean it from the postseason standpoint, not who has the most points in the regular season. If you analogize what the Lightning are doing this year and where they will be seated to where they were, say, last year, it's very similar. The Lightning played the Panthers in the first round of the playoffs last year. They did not have home ice. The Panthers had a better regular season. What did that mean? Nothing. The Toronto Maple Leafs were gifted an opportunity by the league in their all-Canadian club hockey division so Canada could get a chance at a Stanley Cup for the first time since 1993. And the Maple Leafs gagged it, as they do annually. So let me talk about the other teams in the Lightning division and why you can't make an argument that they're the team to beat in that division to get to the Final Four in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Because that's what I'm hearing. I often like to answer a question with this question. The question is, you're asking the wrong question. Why is anyone asking me if the Lightning are the team to beat? Okay, tell me who is. Because I can shoot it down. And I can definitely shoot it down within the Lightning's division, and here we go. Florida, okay, they're number one in their division. So, that's regular season. The Panthers haven't won a postseason series since they went to the Stanley Cup Finals in 1996. There's horrible pedigree and history in this organization. And the bulk of this team was the same team that the Lightning dispatched last year in six games, took them out. Same goaltender, the bulk of the same front lines. Admittedly, I'm a Huberdeau fan. What hurts them is Joel Quenneville isn't behind the bench. I don't care the reasons he's not behind the bench. If he was behind the bench, I'd think a little differently of the Florida Panthers. Why? Because Joel Quenneville's won three Stanley Cups. And that's why he was brought to the Florida Panthers in the first place. And he was doing the job very well. He's not there. Stanley Cups have been won by interim coaches. I was a huge fan of Craig Berube taking over the St. Louis Blues and picked them to win the Stanley Cup a few years ago, and they did. But the Florida Panthers with Joel Quenneville, the Florida Panthers with Andrew Brunette. Yeah, I'll take Quenneville 1,000 out of 1,000 times. And the Panthers seem to be a lot of offense. Bobrovsky's having statistically a better year this year, and he was in net when Columbus took out Tampa Bay a few years back. But the Panthers aren't going to be able to score 4 goals per game in the postseason. They're not. That's not postseason hockey. Their average right now in the regular season, over 4.2. That changes in the postseason. Can the Panthers change and still find a way to win? I don't think they're the team to beat. Let's go to Toronto. Ask any longtime Toronto Maple Leaf fan and they'll tell you, well, we're not. Maple Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since before I was born. And I could play on the Champions Tour. The last 5 years, they've lost in the first round. Again, last year, they were gifted a chance to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they lost to Montreal in the first round. Where's Montreal now? How did they build on last year? They didn't. Auston Matthews, you impressed by him? Well, yeah, he basically did the same thing last year. Didn't mean anything. In the postseason, he scored 1 goal. They have the same goaltender. They have the same alternate captains, the same coach, the same GM. I'm counting on the same result. Matter of fact, if the Lightning are the 3 and Toronto is the 2, or the Lightning are the 2 and Toronto is the 3, unless the Canadian government through the NHL can manipulate that for some pandemic bullshit reason, that Vasilevsky or Cooper or Kucherov or Stamkos or Point or Hedman can't travel to Toronto, then the Lightning are at an advantage in that series. Toronto's not the team to beat. Boston? Look, the Bruins have had success. They last won a Stanley Cup 10 years ago. They have arguably the best top line in all of hockey and have had that for a few years now. But the argument against them is, what else do they got? They don't have playoff-tested goaltending. They have made roster moves to create more of a multiple line attack. I don't buy it. One player in particular I like, but one player does not make a playoff team that can roll multiple lines. And the coach. Seems to me when that head coach faces John Cooper, John Cooper always outcoaches Boston's head coach. Cooper always gets the better of Cassidy. I actually would think, much like the Quenneville thing in Florida, I'd think a lot better of the Bruins if Cassidy wasn't behind the bench. I don't think he's a strength of that organization. I know he's been there a while. I don't know what they're waiting for. So that's just within the Lightning's division. But if the Lightning can get by those other 3 teams, and they'll only have to beat 2 of them head-to-head, then suddenly they're in the conference finals, and they're in the Final Four. And you think those other 3 won't be like, uh-oh. Here comes 86, 91, 21, 77, 88. Here they come again. They know how to win this time of year. And for those of you taking for granted the Lightning's regular season, don't. Don't be like that. The other 3 teams that made the conference finals last year, 2 of them are definitely not making the playoffs. You know, if the Islanders had been able to put together a season, I might say they were the team to beat this year in the East. They're not making the playoffs. One thing I will say about the regular season, you need to make enough points to actually play postseason hockey. The Islanders are not. Major disappointment there. Montreal proving they were a fluke from last year based on the format forcing a Canadian team into the Final Four to try and get Canada a Stanley Cup. And the Vegas Golden Knights are a lost cause. They have lost their way completely. If you didn't know it with the Marc-Andre Fleury trade, the Jack Eichel trade sealed it. They are spiraling out of control and, to me, are no longer anything close to what they were in their first 4 years. Not sure the direction of that franchise. Meanwhile, the Lightning just keep doing it. And again, stop asking if the Lightning are the team to beat in the postseason. And ask, well, what team is? I just shot down every other team in the Lightning's division. Prove me wrong. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.